everybody. Jace from the Comic Source, back with another creative interview from San Diego Comic-Con 2015. This time, I'm talking with Mark Brooks, cover artist for Marvel Comics. You know, once again, I have to say, one of the really, really good guys in comics. There's not too many comic creators I meet who aren't willing to give of their time for the fans and, you know, talk to me and answer my questions and let us have a little bit of an insight into what they do. But that being said, there's some more than others who, how can I say this, seem to enjoy interacting with the fans a little more. And Mark certainly fits in that category. He has a great outlook on the industry and a great outlook about the fans. Really enjoys being part of something that's bigger than himself. Very thoughtful, gave some really great answers, some really great advice in the interview. So, you know, whenever I go to a show and I see he's there and his wife Lisa as well, it always excites me. I'm always happy that they're going to be there and I get a chance to say hi and see how they're doing. And I've talked about this several times in the past. It's very important for these artists, especially ones that have booths or tables in Artist Alley, for them to have someone there to kind of support them. And I feel it's very important that we acknowledge that as well. You know, just like Dawn Knock is just a superstar there to support her husband, Todd. Same thing with Lisa. You know, she's there. She's running the booth. Mark could not do what he does without Lisa. And he'd be the first to say that. And in fact, often does on his Facebook. So, it's not just Mark that I look forward to seeing, but Lisa as well. So I'll go ahead and let you guys listen to the interview. As I said, Mark gives some really great advice. So be sure if you're an up-and-coming artist, you listen to what he has to say. You know, he's got the success to back up what he says and the experience as well. So I hope you enjoy the interview, and I'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from the Comic Source here, San Diego Comic-Con Saturday, the busy, crazy day. I'm here with comic artist extraordinaire Mark Brooks.
Hello.
How's your show been so far, Mark?
It's been really, really great, man. I look forward to the show every year, and it never disappoints.
Never disappoints.
Yeah.
So for those of our listeners who don't know, what are you currently working on these days?
Well, I'm a cover artist for Marvel, so I end up working on a lot of different things. But primarily right now, I'm the cover artist on Ant-Man and on the Star Wars book, Kane and the Last Padawan. And just announced today at the Cup of Joe panel, I'm the new cover artist on the big Star Wars crossover they're doing between Star Wars and Darth Vader. Those books called Vader Down.
Cool.
So that's keeping me busy the next few months.
Do you find that you enjoy doing covers more than interiors? It just suits your style of art more? Or
It's a different animal. I mean, I definitely really, really enjoy it. I miss storytelling a lot. But I do like the freedom and the variety it allows me, and I never really find myself getting bored. You know, and just when I start getting bored, if I'm drawing Darth Vader, I get to the next cover I do is Ant-Man. So
right.
I get to change it up and do a different, a different subject matter.
Right.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say no to the right interior project if it came along at the right time.
Not at all. No, not at all. I think my big handicap, which I think you'll probably find with a lot of cover artists, is we're not always the fastest guys
right.
in the world. So it's not a lot of times it's not that we don't want to do sequentials. It's just that it has to be the right project with the right amount of time frame
right.
to give us the time to produce the best work we can.
Right. Maybe a mini and you can have it all in the can before they release it.
Exactly.
Like that,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I tended to be kind of a guy doing annuals a lot because
okay.
they would give me, you know, 3-4 months to
right.
do like 48 pages, which was, you know, always a really good time.
Cool. And I know recently you started doing some airbrushing. How's that been?
Well, it's very recent. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, the first cover, I know obviously your audience can't see this, but the Vader cover is sitting here right next to me, and it's pretty much, I think it's the second airbrush piece I've ever done. And I use it more of a mixed media thing. I'm not using it strictly as all airbrush. It's
right.
more like to kind of lay in for backgrounds and flats and things like that. And then I'll go back over it with like washes or Prismacolors or things like that. I'm actually, again, they can't see this. I'm actually sitting next to Addy Granoff, who is a master painter and has actually been kind of walking me through like how to kind of do some of this stuff I'm not necessarily super comfortable doing yet.
Right. You know? Yeah, so I was just going to ask if there were any creators that you've been picking their brain.
Yeah, luckily Addy's a good friend of mine, so, and he's been real free with the advice, so it's been a big help.
Wow, that's awesome. What would you have as far as advice for someone who maybe is kind of on the fringe, that they've had some things published and they're trying to take it to the next level? I know the best advice you can give is just draw as much as you can.
Right.
But other than that, what do you think it takes to move to the next level?
Career-wise or art-wise?
Maybe both.
Okay, well, I mean, art-wise, I think it's really important that you don't force it. You really can't force a style. You just have to be willing to draw every day and be very open to new experiences and new styles and new techniques. You basically have to just be a sponge. And by doing that, you know, you'll find you'll grow gradually, slowly over time. I mean, it does, you know, the old 10,000 hour philosophy is, I think it's very apt. I think it's definitely a true thing. But yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of just drawing as much as possible and really just being open to the world around you. As far as career goes, I think we live in a great time where being kind of a guerrilla marketer for yourself, you know, because of the internet and social media and things like that, you don't need a comic company almost. You know, I mean, you all these guys that can produce a comic and put it online and with no publisher, and they just get the word out through message boards or Facebook or whatever, and they become extremely successful without even using one of the big companies. You know, you just have to use the tools and use the things around you to your advantage. You know, I think that you're really hurting yourself if you think, my only way I can get successful is if I draw for Marvel or if I draw for DC. If that's your goal, that's great. That was my goal. I only wanted to draw for Marvel, but I also came in at a time where the internet was a very burgeoning thing, and we didn't have the outlets that other people have today. Basically, what I'm saying is, there's no excuses for the most part. The internet is a huge resource, and I love it when I get an email or a request or someone at a con going, where do I find good reference? I'm like, G-O-O-G-L-E. I mean, do you have a phone? Do you have a computer? It's all right there. I've never, the resource, like, how do you color? There are hundreds, if not thousands, of websites that can teach you how to computer color. You know, just take the time, sit down, and look for it.
Right.
But I do feel like it's in some ways, because everything is so readily accessible, it's made people have kind of a I want it now mentality.
Right.
And they're not willing to go to what I consider a very minimal effort to find these things out. They're looking for a magic pill. They're looking for the magic button. And that doesn't exist. You know, you have to be able to be willing to put that work forward. You have to be tenacious, you know. That was a long answer to a very short question. How's that?
That was a great answer. And in fact, you said there's no excuse. That is the exact same thing Mark Silvestri said at the Top Cow panel. They were talking about their talent search and how they kind of pride themselves as a company on finding talent in unique places.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Silvestri scours Facebook or DeviantArt. And yeah, he said the same thing. There's absolutely no excuse. You don't have to make your own comic these days, like you said.
You do. I mean,
get your artwork out there for people to see.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I hear all the time in panels, writers going, how do I get to be a writer at Marvel? And they're like, what have you written? Well, nothing yet.
Right.
Well, then write. I mean, do a short novel and put it online. Find an artist and produce your own comic, even if it's 12 pages and ran it off at Kinko's. Prove you can be a writer first.
Right.
You're not going to get hired and then you prove you're a writer.
Right.
No one's going to do that for you. You know, you got to do it yourself.
Great advice, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, my last question is, you mentioned you love this show. What is your favorite thing about San Diego Comic-Con?
My favorite thing is just, I just love the energy of it. I mean, it's just a big fat geek hug, you know? I mean, it is. Everybody in here, I mean, not everybody's into the same thing. There's guys here who are into the movies and guys into video games or board games or role-playing games or into comics or animation or whatever. But we all share a kind of a kinship because it all kind of falls under this one banner of kind of just geek.
Right.
You know, so even if I'm into comics and you're into video games and you never read a comic in your life and I've never picked up a controller in my life, we still have a common ground.
Right.
It's still there because I guarantee that video games have entered into a comic book at some point, and comics have definitely entered into video games at some point. We can find a common ground. And like I said, it's all under this big parachute or big umbrella of geek, and we all feel like outcasts at some point in our life, and here you can feel completely normal. You know?
Yeah, I used to be embarrassed when I was growing up to tell people I'd read comics, and now yeah. I have my own podcast about it. What? Can't wait to tell everybody.
Shit, man, it's 2015. Comics are cool.
That's right. It's about time.
You know? I mean, geek is cool.
Well, I think on that note, geek is cool. We'll end our talk here. Mark, I want to thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. Thank you very much, man. It was
awesome. Pleasure.